Welcome, everybody. This is the Notes My Goats podcast. As always, I am Steve.
And I am Brandon.
That is Brandon. Look at that.
Yeah.
So we are just off of our March Mayhem Madness One Shining Moment winner bracket.
Yeah.
So the person whoever won, first of all, way to go you. Thank you for participating.
It was me. You're welcome.
Way to go. Technically, I picked more winners than you did. I'm just saying that right now off the bat. I got more points than you did.
Right.
That damn coin flip app loved me.
Yeah, that is very true. It did.
And Afternoon Delight for some odd God reason. I mean, not a bad song, but
no.
I don't know how it beat out so many people.
It's true.
Because we put the chance is what happened.
It is.
So we're at the end of that now. We are in April. It is the first week of April, guys. So it is spring. It is baseball. It is good old Americana getting into out of winter. Hopefully by now COVID is getting its thing. We say this every once in a while where we're like, hopefully by now COVID is going on. And then my dumbass listens to these podcasts when they get released and I'm like, it could get worse. And then I throw my hands up and I'm like, that guy was a douche 3 months ago. And well, he didn't know anything at all. Shouldn't surprise me, but it still does every single time. So, Brandon, coming off of our mayhem and ending it with the Deggy, what are we doing today?
Today, guys, we are going hip hop. We are going with a middle of the state, I guess. Middle of Michigan, kind of.
Up north, though, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, Gladwin's up north.
Is it? Okay.
It's like northern Michigan.
Okay. Well, anyway, guys, we're going Michigan-based again. This guy's a little bit bigger than other musicians. We are going
just a skosh.
Yep. We are going with rapper NF, guys. And this guy is an up-and-coming rapper who is making himself known on and in the music scene. Super, super cool dude. We are doing his 2019 album, The Search, which is 20 tracks. Well, 19 tracks, and the 20th track is a duplicated edit, remix track. So, yeah, Steve, you got a little breakdown on NF in this album?
I do have some breakdown on NF, and I will go a little bit on where Gladwin is. It is north of Saginaw, so it's like north and mid Michigan. So, like, it's kind of in the middle of the state, like below Houghton or in like Roscommon, but it's still getting up there. He is still closer to the bridge than we are for sure.
Yep.
A couple hours north of us, just north of Mount Pleasant. So
yep.
Nathan John Feuerstein, I think I'm saying his last name right. Feuerstein is his actual name. So that's a good old Nate there. Yeah. Getting this is from Gladwin, Michigan. This is his fifth full-length album, fourth as NF. He did put out one album as Nathan John Feuerstein. His very first one was just him. It wasn't under NF. He's done two EPs, which are just the promotionals out there, shorter albums. He has been compared to Eminem, Michigan boy.
Yeah.
Very, very good comparison, I would say, also. But Eminem... Logic and Machine Gun Kelly. So like kind of if that's you know good, anything about I mean, rap
honestly,
music.
As far as rap music, that's a good that's a good group of people to compare.
It is a good they're all good comparisons to him. I mean, putting Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly in the same grouping generally causes problems.
It's gonna start a fight.
Yeah. And he starts a fight in his own head, I think, sometimes.
More or less.
He is signed. He was signed by Capitol Christian, the Capitol Records, their Christian label, like the Christian offshoot of Capitol Records, which is called Capitol Christian, but refuses to name himself a solely Christian rapper or Christian artist. He refuses that, shoots it down every single time it's brought up, and it's brought up quite a bit. NF has had songs played on ESPN, VH1, Showtime, NBC's Chicago PD, the show Grimm, Shades of Blue, a trailer for Apex Legends, the season finale of Fox's Empire, also was on Madden 16, and MLB The Show 18. Dude's popular.
Yeah, he is.
And he's a Christian artist. I mean, he is a Christian artist. Yeah. Whether he does it or not, that is his good. His bread and butter is there. So he's definitely very popular. Part of that, we're going to get into a little bit of reason why he's on all of those media platforms and different shows and stuff.
Yeah,
something to do with his producer. Just a skosh, I think.
Just a little bit.
So that's kind of NF in a small nutshell there. There's a lot more about him. We'll get into some more of his life and stuff into his album because it kind of breaks it down. This is kind of a therapy session.
Oh, absolutely.
But The Search, which Brandon said, again, is 20 tracks. I did get that remix track on the end of there. 76 freaking minutes long, guys. 76 minutes.
Ugh.
It's a long one. But I know why. Because it was produced by a friend of the podcast, Tommy Prophet. You guys know him from the album he did back in Christmas time,
yeah,
Birth of the King.
Birth of a King.
And that was a long one, too.
It was a long one.
So I think Tommy's got a lot to say. And he's got a lot of things going on in his head right now, and he's got to get them just right, and that just might be long. And it's okay. That's what Tommy does. But also, again, why I believe Tommy is – why NF is on so many of these media things, TV shows, movies, and things like that is because of Tommy Prophet.
Yeah.
His cinematic style, along with NF's vocals and lyrical abilities, lead very well to cultural things, you know, with pop culture. This album surprisingly debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. Yes.
Really? Wow.
It was projected to sell about 80,000 records and be in the top five, maybe top 10. For sure. It hit number one, selling 130,000 records its first week, and it beat out a highly anticipated release, highly publicized release of Chance the Rapper. And it was done mostly via sales, via NF's website and pre-sales.
Interesting.
Dude marketed his ass off to sell this to his base. A lot of NF's base bought this via digital download and bought the actual copy, but he sold primarily to his album, his fan base.
Yeah.
Purchased this in just waves and beat out Chance the Rapper for the number one for a Billboard when it debuted back in August of 19.
Wow. So
that was super surprising to everyone in the music industry. Probably not so much to Capital Christian or Tommy Prophet or NF.
No.
Maybe they thought they'd be up there. They had a shot at number one, but I'm sure they thought they put out a damn good album.
Yeah.
To get there. So, but to beat out Chance the Rapper, another artist. Solid. Yes, another artist who is super, super big in the hip hop community. I would say, and I would say the word flaunt in a good way, flaunt his being a Christian, and his Christianity in his songs as well. But does not label himself a Christian rapper. So it started at number one, ended the year at number 95, the top 200. And 38 on the hip hop charts, which is the top 200. The hip hop charts are the top 100. So number 38 for 2019, still damn good showing. It has currently been on the Billboard top 200 chart for 77 weeks. And as of recording now, which is the end of January, he is currently sitting at 129 on the top 200. So it's still on the record. It's still out there.
Yeah.
Wow. There are. Yeah, there are four singles on this. There is the song Why. There is The Search. When I Grow Up and Time are the four singles. And I think just the original version of Time, not the edited remixed version. That's NF. I mean, in a nutshell, that's kind of him. That's The Search and a little bit about him. So, Brandon, I'm going to go on you because I didn't have a whole lot of background on NF. Did you have a background on him? What was your kind of before thinking of this one?
Basically, I heard of him through just hearing just the Christian rap scene here in Grand Rapids. His NF's name gets brought up. Tommy's name gets brought up as they're the big guys. Tommy, as far as yeah, who made it out and made it big, you know, Tommy being more the producer more than anything, but just making it out of Grand Rapids and doing that sort of thing. You know, so you hear people like Edify, Stephen Malcolm, Beacon Music, like those guys, you know, and then you start hearing all these other sub trails, you know, Andy Mineo, you know, all these whatever, you know, and then you get
Lecrae's
to Lecrae. I mean, Lecrae's a little bit different. He's on the top of the mountain. Yeah, for sure. But then you get like NF, who's like halfway up the mountain at this point or more. Who knows? He is slowly becoming the face of Christian rap, in my opinion. Yeah, so that's kind of how I got onto NF. And then obviously, you know, being a fan of Tommy produced this album. So Tommy shared the crap out of this thing on social media too. Like, hey, check out this album that I produced. And I'm friends with another guy who was a producer on this album. So he shared it all over his social media. I'm not surprised that it did what it did. Right.
No, they grasped root of the shit out of this one. And still are. I mean, they're still rocking and rolling and pushing it out there. I mean, it's still on the charts. It's probably going to be there for quite a while. I personally didn't have a whole lot of information on NF. I knew he existed. I don't think I'd listened to his stuff before this got brought up. And I think the reason I actually checked him out beginning is we were originally going to do NF in January during Michigan month, because it kind of made sense. He's up-and-coming Michigan artist who's very popular on the national scene, kind of like the other band from Frankenmuth that I completely destroyed.
GVF.
Yeah, good old grandma. But we decided to not do NF in January and instead to do Grandma Greta, and we all know how that went. Not well for grandma. But I flipped the coin and said, you know what? I want to do this album. I had checked it out during that time, as I kind of made my decision. I felt like Greta would have been was a bit more of a, I could have some more fun with it. Sure. And I did.
You did.
Oh, I definitely did. It might be a top five of the year moment for me. That rant at the end was just, I've listened to that a couple of times. I was spot on.
Brutal.
And brilliant. And just, oh my God. Yeah. Really good. But if you haven't checked that one out, go back, listen to that. Like the last like 15 minutes of that pod, check the whole thing out. But definitely the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right when I tell Brandon to buckle his seatbelt.
Yeah.
It's a good solid 5 minutes of me just going crazy.
Just nuts.
In a controlled, more Nates than have ever been on any one podcast, even the one with John Batch. I think there was more Nates during that.
Keep singling out John.
It's because I know he doesn't listen. It's kind of one of those things. I know he doesn't actually listen.
I might.
He might every once in a while. It's like when you listen to the Temptations album. It really is only like one track, and it wasn't even the track on the actual album. I will keep bringing up John, and I want to bring him back on the pod. And again, I want to do that good versus evil like wife swap.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, but eventually I got to hang out with David because, me and John are the same podcast. First of all, nobody knew how to press record. Second of all, I don't know if it would work very well. He'd get hawked up. I get hawked up. It'd be bad.
It'd be bad news bears.
We'd have to prepare our own podcast.
Canceled. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be bad. So, yeah. But the reason I checked out NF to begin with is because one of our fans on Facebook, we put out a post, I think you did, like, who should we be listening to?
Yep.
And a couple people said NF was on the list. And I was like, well, all right, I'll give him a shot. So pulled the album out, and I actually pulled the search out because I figured we were going to do this one because it's the newest one.
Yeah.
And enjoyed myself. I don't listen to a lot of Christian hip hop. I listen to a lot of hip hop, just not a lot of Christian hip hop, because a lot of Christian hip hop is lame. It just is.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate it, but I gave this one a shot and was pleasantly surprised. So
yeah,
I think you will be too. This is an album that you can listen to in the car with your kids. So it's kind of nice that way too.
Yeah, for sure.
So just kind of jumping in, Brandon, what was your favorite track on the album?
It's all the way at the bottom of the album. It's Trauma. Okay. I picked it. It's slow. It's piano. I love a good piano, which is weird. You wouldn't necessarily put piano with rap, but it fit super well, and it really just brings closure to the mania, the crazy,
yeah.
the backing and the fourth and then the tugging and the pulling of the album.
Yeah.
And it just kind of it settles it. And it's like, oh yeah, that's good. That's real good. That's real good. Mm-hmm. So for me, that was my favorite. What about you?
My favorite was Time, not the remixed version, the actual, I think the single version of Time.
Okay.
I loved the classical string music mixed with the piano. Again, another piano track. Tommy definitely knows what he's doing when he produces these. He can, I think that dude could probably put any instrument on any song and just make it sound good. I don't know what it is.
I think piano may have actually been him
playing.
He's a piano player. Yeah.
It could have been. I mean, the dude's got a gift for making sure that stuff mixes the right way. But
yeah,
this is also my favorite because it is the least Eminem style song. I don't mind the comparison to M because there are snippets and times when he starts getting amped when you can hear the M there. You can hear the Eminem in his voice and you can hear it push through of his style and what he grew up on because he did grow up on Eminem. I mean, we all did in Michigan, but he kind of idolized and grew up on what his style was. And that's a lot of the same things that Eminem dealt with as a child and growing up, NF did too. So it's kind of one of those things where I love when someone can emulate an idol and draw off of them. But when they're able to do their own thing, he doesn't just sit in like, I'm going to be angry. I'm going to yell. I'm going to scream. I'm going to get all pissy and be that, you know, unhappy little elf that Eminem is sometimes.
Yeah.
He actually has a way to get his point across in a smart way. The rhymes he uses in the lyrics that he puts out, it takes a lot to be a clean rapper and do it in a way that mainstream hip hop can appreciate still. He's not being Will Smith up here mixing some R&B, a little bit of hip hop and like rapping at, you know, a good pace, but nothing fast.
Right.
He is spitting as fast as other mainstream rappers, but doing it in a way where it's clear, it's concise, and it's still clean. And that's really hard to do.
Well, and the rhymes aren't just put in there to make the rhyme happen.
No.
I gained
a lot of respect for him because the stuff that he talks about in all of these tracks, I mean, even leading up to Trauma, the stuff he talks about is hard. It's painful. There's a lot of emotion.
And brutal.
I know when I get emotional, and everybody on this podcast has heard it, I tend to swear just a little. I mean, I do.
You don't say.
Yeah. Am I surprising anyone right now?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. This is not a clean podcast. I try. Especially during Christmas. Not, I did try.
As previously mentioned before, we are not a family-friendly podcast.
Yes. Again, I would say 14 and up. In some situations, probably not even that. I have a 14-year-old who listens, and there are some yeesh moments when I'm like, yeah, he still thinks I'm funny, so it kind of works out. But you know, for a little while longer. It works out though with NF, and he has these super painful, super brutal moments that he can put out there in a way that you can relate to and not feel like you're kind of experiencing this pain right alongside him. And I appreciated that because you felt that with Eminem, but the way he put it out there in a sometimes a very comical way while he was still screaming at you.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I can't really relate to that. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I see you're mad, but why? I mean, get it, but are you mad? Are you not? Like, what? Like, you can tell how NF is feeling when he's speaking, when he's rapping. So,
yeah. And I mean, you know, maybe you get that aspect because, you know, people who do struggle sometimes with mental health things, they hide behind a facade, whether it's, you know, humor or whatever. So maybe that
anger.
Yeah. Maybe he puts that out there just as a,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, just
no, for sure. I as someone who's dealt with depression and anxiety and still deals with it on a daily basis, not so much depression, but definitely anxiety, you do have to hide quite a bit. You can't let the crazy out,
right?
Because people will pick up on that pretty freaking quick. And if it's not sincere, I mean, like, even sincere crazy, you got to hold a little bit of that back. But if it's just like you're always ranting and raving, like, you're going to lose friends pretty quickly. So you got to like rein that crap in pretty much. And you can only let a little bit of it out. I think that we are all lucky to listen to this album because he lets it out in a way that is therapeutic to him, but is relatable. So,
yeah, very much so.
So did you have a least favorite?
I did. And it was Time.
Okay.
Now here's the thing for you. You liked this for the reasons that you said. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it for those reasons. So it was, the vibe was just different. It was just, it wasn't what you had been hearing.
Yeah.
It just seemed like it was off. So that for me was why it was my least, but it's kind of interesting to see how one song impacts two people differently. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool.
Oh, so. For sure. No. And I could see it. I mean, we've dealt with many artists who take chances. I mean, everybody takes chances in some way, shape or form, and you do something different. I mean, Tommy did that on his Christmas album. There was a couple of them that he took some wicked chances on, and a couple of them hit, a couple of them didn't. So, I mean,
right.
It's the mark of a strong artist who can say, we're going to take a left turn here and figure out what the hell happens. And so
yeah.
It's a take it or leave it track. And I understand, you know, you're just going to hit people differently. So
right.
Cool.
What about you? What was your least?
Only. I did not like Only. And I think the only reason I didn't like Only, Booch, was the auto-tune of Sasha Sloan.
Okay.
That,
yeah,
that
you and
chorus,
I have talked about, you and I have talked about that. You and I both aren't really huge fans of autotune.
That chorus, if she talks like that, dude, it really sounds like somebody is trying to put like the death grip chokehold on Elmo while she sings.
Oh yeah.
Like Elmo is going out there and it's just, it's like it, that's how it sounds, man. Like somebody is choking a Tickle Me Elmo, making him sing this track, and no. I'm trying not to be offensive to Sasha Sloan because I'm sure she's a great lady and a fantastic vocalist all in her right. But if you actually do sound like that and you sound like Bernadette getting from Big Bang Theory that's trying to sing and really high pitchy.
Oh yeah.
I can't do it, man. It like I listen to this stuff with like noise canceling similar to like a Beats earbuds in, like, you hear everything, like it packs in. And I don't listen to these albums on low generally. I have them about halfway, sometimes a little higher, because I gotta get into that vibe. I about threw my headphones across the damn room, dude. Like that one was like, holy, what the hell was that? I pulled one out, like, what am I listening to? Oh, Tommy.
Yeah,
you did that to me on purpose. I know you did.
He probably did.
But I couldn't complain about NF's chorus and verses on that. They were good. It was similar to what he normally does. But that damn chorus, I tell you, oh, it just hit me in all the wrong places.
That's funny. No, that's perfect. Yeah.
Okay. What do you got for your deep cut?
It's the song "I Hate Myself."
Okay.
Which musically, you get that push and that pull of the tempo of that song. Mm-hmm. slow when he sings, fast when he raps. It's the story again is strong, but you get that feeling, and he does it brilliantly, especially with the push and the pull of the inner struggle that you have with yourself, of liking yourself and appreciating yourself. So I really, for me, that's one that just, I like how it was constructed based for what he was trying to tell in that moment. So that was my deep cut.
Hey, dude, we're two peas in a pod there.
Did you pick that one too?
Really? Yeah, 20 tracks and we picked the same damn one. but for the same, almost the same reasons. The tempo of the chorus and music and how it's done, it's a very, it's the music is done in what I call a very prophet style. It's very cinematic, very big, yeah. But also not bigger than the artist. It lets it sits back enough that it lets NF do his thing. Him singing the chorus in a very eerie kind of way with that female in the background, kind of doing the background vocals on that chorus, just makes it even though eerie, like it makes it so like dark and deep. And then the verses, how they do change tempo. He goes and starts off a little slower, and that middle verse, he just punches you right in the mouth.
Oh, which, yeah.
Is the Eminem style. Like he goes flat at it, and at some his voice breaks and it sounds like M towards the end of that second verse. And the third verse, he's still kind of riding that high, and it's coming down. Like it starts up higher and then it kind of builds back down low. I can relate to this track because a lot of times I'm seen as somebody who's successful, has their shit together, positive more than negative. And there's some shit inside of you that you just don't understand. You're battling back and forth. What do you let out? What do you do? How much do you give people? How much do you put out there? Like how much of what you see is actually facade? I can definitely relate to his thought process here. Like he is like, I don't feel the way that I should. And you keep telling me how great I am, but I hate myself. Like I'm like inside here is like completely in my head. Yeah. No, I'm a worthless piece of shit.
Right.
So like I can really lend myself to that because I feel like that a lot of times. I mean, I know it's not true, and luckily, just like with NF, I have, you know, God my side who tells me it's not true. It's it is the devil that says, you know what, you're worthless. You're not worth it. It is what it is.
Right.
And you know, I have people in my life that prove me wrong quite frequently that it's not that, but still, I mean, it's so hard, and as the song says, it's so hard to hear those things and understand they're true when you really do hate yourself.
Yeah.
In those days, I mean, those times of your day, like you just have those moments where you want to rage and you want to fight and you want to do something because you just don't understand it. You want to fight God. You want to argue. You want to fight everyone, your whole family. You want people around you, people that love you, people you love, but you don't understand why. You have no clue. You know, and it's our beautiful, messed up lives that, you know, are what they are, I guess.
Yeah.
If you're not supposed to really know what they are.
Right.
So same, but the musically in the same ways you just, it's just that it hit me so hard. It's like, man, you know what? I got you.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm going to do our final thoughts and ratings here on this one.
Yeah, I'll go first and then you can go.
Sure.
So, dude, this album is so freaking long.
Yeah.
It's so long.
Yeah.
I mean, Tommy, I want to see a Tommy Prophet EP. It's probably going to be 45 minutes, only two tracks. But I want to see Tommy put out something slow and just get it out. Like, can Tommy do a jingle? Can we just get a Tommy jingle? Both only 30 seconds, and he makes it go 3.5 hours.
It's called the TP jingle.
The TP jingle. Time Prophet jingle. All right. I really hope Tommy listens to this. I mean, Brandon's going to send it to him.
He's not.
I
might. I know. We'll see.
But, okay, so I got that out of my system. The album is beautifully produced. It is done so well in a big way, but also a minimalist way. Tommy has done so many things on this album to make it sound and make NF sound. He is the star and this is who he is.
Right.
And the music leads and builds that perfectly. I appreciate that he is the subtle Christian undertone of the album. It's not in your face. It's not thrown at you. There are multiple instances of him talking about Jesus and God and his struggle with faith and those things, but it's not in your face and you're being, you know, humped into submission with he's a Christian artist. So yeah. I appreciate that as a Christian, but also as a father of boys who are Christians and are learning their way through life, to understand that you can have kind of both. You can have your cake and eat it too. You can be a Christian and still like this kind of music.
Yeah.
And just because, even though NF is a clean artist, it is okay to still like hip hop.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, you know, listen to Kirk Franklin. No problem with Kirk Franklin, but you're not just, you know, checking out David Crowder. It's just, you can do more, and there's so much more out there.
Yeah.
So I love it being able to introduce my younger guys, my 12-year-old, my 7-year-old into good hip hop. And not have to listen to me sing Biz Markie to them constantly, because I do. But knowing that they are still getting a quality product,
yeah,
that was done with heart and, you know, and good intentions. But I went with an 8,
okay,
because it is so long, like it's so long.
Yep.
So I went with an 8.
Okay.
What do you got, bud?
It was a really emotional album, and you could hear it in his voice. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've beaten it over the head. Like that's what it is. It's super emotional. He wears his feelings on his sleeve and puts it out there for the world to see. And it's mm-hmm. interesting to me that as a guy who's a Christian, not interesting. I like this about him is the fact that yes, he is a Christian, but he's showing that he's not perfect and that there are these struggles. Cause that's what I think a lot of people who perceive Christianity and Christians,
we got our shit together.
We have our shit together, and it's not the case at all. And this guy just proves that stereotype in a different way. Like he is like, yeah, we're not perfect. We've got our stuff. We have our demons that we're fighting. But the nice thing for NF and all of us, whether we want to believe it or not, is that we have God fighting with us in those battles. We're not trying to deal with it alone. That's me. I also gave this one an 8 out of 10 for the fact that it is long. Just so long. Good night.
The No Fun Goats podcast appreciates a very concise album. You get over about 45 minutes and you're losing points.
Or just at least make it different. This album is strong. It's very strong from top to bottom. Super strong. It's just long. So whether mm-hmm. you cut it and do a searching part one and a search part two, or like the search and then the found,
like,
or whatever.
Kind of like what Cray with Rehab.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Something like that instead of just one giant project, which I get.
Or if you're going to do it, I mean, I would have actually probably appreciated more guests bringing other voices in. they did have a couple, but yeah. I felt like there wasn't enough of a break. Every track was the therapy session that this whole album is. And I understand why they put it out the way they did, and hell, to get it all out there. And I don't, you could cut any tracks out of this. It just is. Yeah. But to have, if you could have brought in more vocalists to try to break it up a little bit, sure. just to kind of add a different voice, would have probably livened it up. But this was not a livened it up kind of album. I mean, it was, it's dark, it's deep. It is something that is you're working through some shit here through this thing, and you can feel it. So, while it's going to be, I think NF is going to be on my list. I'll pull some tracks from this album. I won't pull the entire album unless I get to that point where I'm like, you know, in that low, and I got to kind of dig myself out of it. This might be one that I use to kind of just get back, but he's going to definitely get into my repertoire of hip hop for sure.
Yeah. No, guys, for sure.
So I got 16 out of 20, guys. No, that was. I mean, you did good. I think you and we both encapsulated that. It's really long, but it's not bad long. It's just long.
It's just long.
There's a lot there, and it's so emotional that it's almost it takes a toll on the listener.
Yeah,
you feel the pain.
Yeah, sometimes I had to
take a break
halfway through ish, mm-hmm. and then whatever. So
when I actually did my deep listen to it, and I have kind of adopted the Brandon version of reviewing albums. Don't tell my mom. But I have actually tried to give an album more than one listen, and I do one where I'm like doing something else.
Yeah.
And then the second one I try to do with nothing else or very minimal things, as I have kids and they want my attention more than everything else.
Yeah.
If mom's not around, especially if mom's around, I'm second fiddle. It doesn't matter. But if mom's not home, then I am the primary point of entertainment. So
yeah,
I try my best to get that second listen without much interruption. This one was a little harder to do that. So, but it is what it is. I mean, it's a good album, guys. Check it out. Check out NF. He is a local boy doing well for himself and continue to put out good music. If you have younger kids that are interested in hip hop, and you're kind of on the fence about what might be good for him, this one is definitely family friendly. So, even though
absolutely.
He does get into some deep topics, the things that are discussed are not done as in a way that would be bad for a younger, a teenager or a preteen to listen to. It actually might be good to hear this thing.
Might be good to hear and then for both parent and child and then talk about it.
To unpackage a little bit. So
unpack it. Yeah.
There's definitely some learning things in here. So we'll do that. So for us in the Notes by Goats podcast, you guys hopefully know this by now, but if you don't, you can find us on Facebook at the Notes by Goats podcast, on Twitter and Instagram, the Notes by Goats pod, and all three of those. Keep an eye out for Nate chomping on that record. You will see him as our kind of logo popping up and around. Thanks to Carl Sobel for that logo, by the way. He did a great job at that, and we keep using him to put him on different things.
Yes, sir.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, coming soon to other avenues, and hopefully by now we've got them on there. You've gotten going here. So you can find us on all of those too. We do appreciate the follows, the likes. Whatever rating you want to give us, guys, we'll take whatever you get. If you do leave a rating, please, if you have the opportunity, leave us a review. Tell us what you liked. Tell us what you didn't like. We will appreciate it. We will read them on air as long as they're not full of expletives and everything else. If they are full of expletives, I may still read them on the air. Brandon might not let me, but I'll do it anyway.
Yeah, we'll see.
You throw one in for Nate's case. You know, he hates me, I'm pretty sure. But that guy for sure. That's fucking dude. If you have an event and you have people out there, you need somebody to MC it, you need somebody to come out and hang out, you need somebody to be funny on stage to interview your talk with your guests and make them laugh and have a good time, we are available and we are cheap. If you're in Ireland, we are damn near free. hell, if you're in Australia, we're damn near free too. I mean, we'll work this out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. If you're in another country, hit us up. We'll definitely want to come visit as long as you'll let us come visit. I know we are from America, so keep that in mind. You're going to get the full American vibe here. But, yes, I went there.
You did.
So, last thing I want to bring up today before we walk our way out of here, keep an eye out for this, and I'm hoping by now it has made its way out there, but we are going to do a Patreon. We are trying to do different things with merch and other things. We want to get some better recording equipment so we can do some video, do some more music stuff. I can do some of those crazy BTS dances we talked about on YouTube and Patreon that you'll pay me to do with clothes on.
Yes.
For now.
Oh, yes. You, always.
Pretty sure that's how you kicked out of Patreon and go to TikTok. And then we kicked out. Oh, no. Can't go to TikTok. So, but Patreon comes out, guys. We do appreciate if you are supporting us to help us out with those goals. We don't do this for money. We don't do this for fame. We do this for fun. And your investments will help us kind of grow this thing and keep it moving. And there are some fun things in there for you as merch requests, possibly being on the podcast, things of that nature that you can kind of buy your way in on. And hey, we'll let you do that.
Yeah,
we can be bought.
As a comedian friend of mine, podcast friend of mine says, the more you give, the more you get. So honestly, that's what it comes down to. So yeah, at this point, maybe we'll have a Patreon up. We might have a couple levels going on.
Yes.
Yeah. So it is all fun.
Keep an eye on that, guys. We just appreciate the help. We appreciate you guys feeding back on us and giving us what you need. We're hoping to have some more guests on very shortly here and get some different things in the lounge and in on our daily, weekly podcast as well. The more that we get support, the more of these we'll do. that's how it goes.
Yeah.
We see more support, we'll keep cranking them out. We still going to do our weeklies, but hey, who knows? This could be bi-weekly. Could be every day. Who knows? We're going to Ireland. We're doing one every day. Yeah. I'm still going to put Ireland out there. Every couple of weeks, Ireland's going to get mentioned.
Yeah, well
the Irish are going to hate
Ireland
it.
Ireland will come creeping up the charts.
They'll get there. Yeah. All right, but so that has been NF's The Search. And again, this is No Spin Ghost Podcast. Again, I am Steve.
I'm Brandon.
And have a great week, guys. We will see you next week.
Notes, the goats. Notes, the goats.